Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord. Well, I have only one regret this morning, and that is that I didn't have that turned on to hear that word. But we won't. We know what we need. We know. If we don't know, we're willing to know. Amen? Lord, keep our hearts stirred up to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. And because it's in hearing you, Lord, that we are emboldened, we are encouraged, and we are encouragers. We are comforted so that we can be comforters. So we bless you this morning, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for all that you do for us, and for the privilege of being called children of God. Amen. 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 Now let's take a trip today. This train is bound for glory. Let's take a trip together. Take a trip deeper into the kingdom of God. We'll start at John 7:38 that says, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me." That has always been there. When did we come? Everybody has to come. It isn't something that we gradually grow into, even though that's what some people think, that they went to church and as youngsters and then they just kind of stayed in church, and then even though they forgot God, as Judy shared about Israel, they really always just were with God. And unless we make a decision to be with God, we just might not be with God. We might be saying, "The Lord is God," and the Lord is saying, "When did you come?" We don't just come by osmosis. I don't know. I just say that because maybe. Probably none of you need to hear that, but you know people that you've heard say that. We've all heard that. Well, I was always a Christian. And if we have ever come to the place where we made a decision that we wanted to be Christians, we sort of take exception to that. I mean, it would have been okay. My mother said, "Rod, you were always a Christian. You believed in Jesus. You couldn't have found one person that knew me that would have voted in that direction." You know, unless it was someone who was hoping that if I could get there, anybody could. Well, it's true. I got there and anybody can. But there comes a place where we have to get on. That, you know, House of New Orleans has another verse that says, "I got one foot on a platform and the other foot on the train." And as I was thinking about that and actually even sharing a little bit about that, I just got a clear picture from God that so often people have one foot on a platform, one on a train. That's going to hurt. It's not going to work. And unless you really want to ride that train, you're going to jump back to the platform. And see, that's a lot of people are just hanging out on a platform. Even though their heart is to get on the train. But they're thirsty. They are thirsty. "All you who thirst, anyone who's thirsty can come to me." People are thirsty. But before we came to the Lord, we didn't know what we were thirsty for. But something was missing. We know about that there's something missing. And that's wonderful because that gets us on the train, but it can be dangerous once we're on the train if we cease to be thirsty. If we just carry our water jug with us, but never drink, you'll dehydrate and die carrying a water bottle. if you don't take a drink out of it. Because you need it. And that must be a little bit of what happened to Israel, was they quit being thirsty. They forgot God gave them water out of a rock once. And so we need to continue to travel to our destination. Because we need to be being filled the Holy Spirit. Because that's what keeps us bold. And that's what helps us overcome those places. You know, we can get stuck on the platform when the train is testifying. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, you are my strength, my God in whom I trust. And here comes somebody along that we feel like we should say something to them, but we're comfortable on the platform. And on our platform, well, we've already talked to them, or, well, we just don't see the sign. Did anybody see the sign in you? Did anyone care enough to say? Well, we need to be the ones that care enough to say. It's important. Because that's what the Lord says. Speak oft of the Lord. I can't remember what song that's in, but speak oft with the Lord. Take time. Oh, something. Anyway, speak oft of the Lord. Speak oft of the Lord. Speak of the Lord. We speak of a lot of other things. We can be led into somebody else's platform of speaking. I got caught in a conversation the other day, and I'm on the platform, and I'm looking for an opening. But this person, you know, sometimes people are careful about openings. And when people are careful about openings, it tells me something. It tells me they're nervous. So if they're nervous, if they're protecting themselves from getting the good news, do we need to put in the good news, or do we just say, well, I give up? What do you lose by putting in the good news? Everybody that's thirsty, Jesus said, come to me and drink. To the woman at the well, he said, can you give me a drink? And she said, what are you doing talking to me? And he said, if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me to give you a drink. And she said, you don't have a pot to draw the water in? You don't have anything. And Jesus went on to explain it to her. He had to wedge the door and then kick it open. But she was thirsty. That's why she came to the well. We're thirsty. I would assume that's why we come here, is we're thirsty. We want to grow stronger in the Lord. And the Word of God says that we can be built up praying in the Holy Spirit. That we can be built up. We need one another. I need you. I need you. I could preach to empty chairs, but I prefer you. You know? We could turn into a internet church, but I prefer you. We could let the internet in on it, maybe, but the thing is that we need one another. Because together we're stronger and strengthened. We are. And we need that. Because we don't want to be sitting on a bench on the platform and thinking how cool it is to watch the train go by. You know? And if we don't continue to have our ticket punched, we can get comfortable on the platform. But every day, I think every day, more since the Lord has put me in my heart and as he keeps speaking about it, you know, I see more and more, if we will think about it, that every day, maybe not every day for everybody, but I think every day, every one of us comes to a place where we're on our platform and all of a sudden we realize that we need to get on the train. Where something comes up, and it can be as simple as I need to get on the train of compassion because I'm on the platform of bitterness. You know? It's not like all of them are a long ride, but all of them add up to the ride. How do we get off of these things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God? We get off the platform and get on the train. So God takes us on to the next place. I want to go to the next place. Now I am maybe not the world's worst, but my wife would put me in competition for I'm just not good at vacation. And I'm so thankful that her daughters like to go places and that she can go places with them. Because then she gets to do what she wants to do, and I do my best, but I don't think I do well. I just don't. Because I think I live on vacation. I live on a trip. Maybe it just suits me. I've traveled a lot. I prefer to do something while I'm traveling. But I may need to get off the platform and get on the train. Maybe there's more pleasing ways that I can go about things. I don't know, but I hope I'm not preaching to myself there, that I haven't confessed something. But it'd be okay. But the truth is in our lives, there's things that come up, and we don't have time, we don't have the desire, we don't have, I don't know what we don't have, but sometimes we're on the platform and the train's got a big sign on the side of it that says, come on, this train's bound for glory, this train. All aboard. All aboard. All aboard. Everybody needs the Lord, right? Does everybody know the Lord? No. I had a message on my phone and I just got excited about it. Because I have an opportunity, I get to speak at the senior breakfast. They were careful on the message to say, you only need to speak about 5 minutes and it needs to be light. What do you suppose came upon them that they would say, light? What do you mean light? I'm light. I'm fun. Hallelujah. But you know, you can be fun and pretty heavy. But so do you think that I should give more attention to the offer or more attention to the people that are going to receive? Well, of course, I should give more people to the attention to those kids. I think that if I read in Acts, I think that if I read Peter's message to the people, it don't even take 5 minutes. So you could do a lot in that. I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the opportunity to be able to sow a seed that will last forever. Because I want y'all to pray with me for that the seeds just get stuck there, that they'll always be there. Because I think I wish somebody would have sown a seed like that for me when I was graduating. Even if I would have resented it, even if I'd have thought, what's going on there? I would love now, 50 some years later, 50 plus one, I think that's what they're calling the reunion, 50 years later to be able to say, Somebody offered it to me and I didn't take it. But I'm so glad they did because I think it stuck in me and it grew up. You know? I wanna be on the train, and at the same time I wanna be willing to pull the cord to stop the train to minister to somebody on the platform. Because there's a lot of people with one foot on a platform. And sometimes, like testing the water at a swimming pool or at a lake or whatever, sometimes they're thinking. They think about the train, but then there's a reason. There's an excuse. Sometimes the platform simply says, well, I'm okay. Or the platform is, well, I believe in Jesus. Or the platform that some people are on is they don't need the Lord. And that's why Jesus said, anyone that's thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Rivers, you got rivers, you've got rivers dammed up, ready to flow from your heart. I take that back. There is a place in the scripture where it says, careful not to cast pearls before swine. But I think that you've had to have thrown some pearls in that direction beforehand before you can say without any hesitation that they're swine. Because we just don't know. We don't know. When the people sent out an advertisement for a Bible study in Oregon, they just sent it out to anybody whose mailbox had it. They didn't know. And when Vicki and I showed up, they didn't know. But they cared. The Bible says that we actually have so much more compassion, and probably more compassion that we share sometimes. Sometimes we may sit on a platform with our compassion. We're busy. We're tired. We've got other things to do. Yesterday, Vicki needed a brownie mix. And I went to get the brownie mix. And she needed the brownie mix. But somebody at the store wanted to talk. And while I'm talking, I'm thinking, I really need to talk. I'm also thinking, Vicki really needs that brownie mix. Well, worst that could have happened is we'd have to start over with more brownie mixes. But the best that could happen is that compassion and seeds and encouragement to go out. So I got that one right. You never know. But we can't live on the platform. And we can't accomplish much with one foot on the platform and the other foot on the train. Perhaps we need to be Holy Ghost hobos riding the train. Or recognizing that we live on the train with our eyes searching the platform. The multitudes in the valley of decision are on the platform. Some people are on a platform in a church building, and they've got their platform, and that's just the way that they've always done it. But if the way that they've always done it is not working in the kingdom of God, maybe it's time to do something different. And we might be the catalyst. We might be the hand that gives an opportunity. I told somebody recently when they were talking to me about a situation, I said, well, you know what? You're always welcome to take a walk on the wild side. Stop in at Hosanna. And I think from the platform he said, oh, I'd be there in a minute, but the offer's there. The invitation's there. There's people. People who need the Lord. And we know that they need the Lord. We know that they do. And believe me, I understand as much as anybody. There's a lot of people that need the Lord, and I think they need the Lord, but maybe when I'm thinking that they need the Lord, I need to just pull over, jump off my phone, and say, I gotta tell you, you need the Lord. What could they do? You know? It might be that they were avoiding me anyway, so what are they gonna avoid me more than they avoided me before? I think that we all perhaps have people that we recognize are making a dedicated effort and not getting into a conversation with us. You know? That are cautious about what they say because they might open up a door. And so rather than say anything, they just don't say anything. But that doesn't really matter. Jesus would just show up and speak to multitudes. Because God has something good for people. And people need to know that God has something good for them. I see it every week without fail in jail when it clicks with somebody that God really is not out to catch them or punish them, but he's out to change them. I see them like, I never saw God before. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with times like when they said, what is it with this man? He speaks with authority. It's the authority of the Holy Spirit that touches people's hearts. All aboard. That's what the Lord says, all aboard. Everybody can come and drink. All aboard. He says to us, I send you out. I send you out. Go into all the world. That has not changed. Go into all the world. Oh, the joy of coming back from a trip to the world. And knowing that the sower sows the word. Or knowing that the word landed. Or just knowing that you did the work of the kingdom. It's not of works. It's by grace through faith that we're saved. But we can't possibly allow ourselves to be comfortable on the platform and hide everything that we know. We come here so that the Spirit of God can speak into our hearts and transform us and encourage us and challenge us and sometimes make us maybe even feel a little bit guilty. It's not to guilt us into anything. It's because our spirit bears witness with it. Well, you know, it's just an opportunity. It's a revelation from the Lord that the platform's not where you belong. Unless it's to help somebody. Because you see, once our ticket is punched, we can get on and off anywhere. I don't know if they still have them. Delta Airlines used to have the go anywhere passes for so much time. I never had one. But often thought it'd be handy. And I don't even know how much they cost. That's because I never checked to see that. I just heard about them. My suspicion is you could go anywhere unless they didn't have room, and then you could stay at the airport until you could go. I don't know, but you could go. And God's given us a ticket. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. I ain't got time to take no fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-coming home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. Yeah, she wrote me a letter, said that she couldn't live without me no more. It's all here. Sometimes that's what we got to get back. Get back to the important things that God has called us to. Son Jordan always tells me, how do you remember songs for that long? I have no idea. I have no idea. Sometimes I lay in bed and I think about songs and I can't think of three words. And all of a sudden, I got a song. But the Holy Spirit is prepared at all times to give life and to give light. And we've been on the train. We need to be cautious about staying on a platform. And we need to have eyes to see. Lord, open our eyes to see the people with one foot on the platform in danger of dying with one on the platform and one on the train. I don't want to go to heaven. And I don't know what goes on in heaven, but if there happened to be a place where I would see the people that I left doing the splits, I would think, oh Lord, how could I do that, you know? Because let's face it, there's some people just standing on a platform, don't even think about the train. But what do they do? What do they do? How large of an industry is advertising? Where they do their best to convince you that you need something that you have yourself convinced you don't have any use for. I confess to you that sometimes I'm a sucker when they have a market advertisement and somebody has this letter. And it says in the thing that they're going to give you three picks, stock picks, that could be 100-timers. And I know what's going to happen. It's always the same. They're going to tell you these three picks, and we'll give you those picks a little bit later. And these three picks, and these three picks, and you'll have these three picks. And they tell you all about all of their successes, and they advertise all of this. And then they get to the end of it, and they say, to get those three picks, you need to join this service. And I have just lost 5 minutes, because I don't read them all the way through, and I don't listen to them, because I ain't about to listen to their whole spiel, because I know, but I keep thinking they promised that I'd get these picks. But you have to join the service. And so I click on that to join the service to see what that service is going to cost. And then I make quality decisions to not get them. But this last week, I saved $3,500 getting one of them. Because it gave me $3,500 worth of stuff for $19 a year. I know, honey, I'm sorry. But for 19, if I find one thing, it'll be worth the investment. The sad part was immediately after I did it, I had to say to the Lord, I know I had decided I was not doing this anymore. You know? Well, God didn't think it was the end of the world. I know it's not. I didn't spend $3,500, so that was good. And I wouldn't. My economist ideas, some people call it cheap, would keep me from that. But you know, Anybody that's thirsty. Anybody that's thirsty, Jesus said. And we're thirsty. We are thirsty. We know we can't live without water. We know we can't live without the living water. We know that we must have the presence of God. We know that. And we know that the presence of God is, boom, there all the time. All we have to do is call. When you seek me, we know it. And then we need to expect it. Judy brought up the fact, she asked about, do you remember what was going on when we had when we were having gold flex? I said it was just something that was going on. She said, we used to spend more time at the altar, didn't we? Oh man, did we ever? We just hang out. Wednesday nights we'd hang out at the altar. Sunday mornings we'd hang out at the altar. Sunday nights we hung out at the altar. And I brought to my mind came the day that Cody walked in through the double doors and hit the deck from just the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Seeking and expecting. And I think that we're still seeking and expecting. And I think we're still receiving. And I think that we can go on. I think that we can press on. I think that we can pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Stir us up. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.